Jacob Nam School. Hey!
Now, it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So, by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belleville.
Welcome back, everyone. 4:02 in the Pacific Time Zone. Time for Toker Talk Radio. Our phone lines are open at 84-420 Radio. Got to enunciate. 84-420 Radio. 844-207-2346. Okay, so one little addendum to the mass shooting story. The shooter's been identified as Chattanooga is where this happened. Oh my God, that whole rant I was saying Charleston. Charleston was in the news recently too. So Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dang, sorry, South Carolina. Apologize. But anyway, the shooter's name, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz. So yeah, add that to the debate. It's going to get interesting over the next week, isn't it? All right, let me go back to a story I covered in the first hour, which is Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator Charles Grassley writing in Time magazine that we need to cut the red tape when it comes to medical federal support of medical research into marijuana. It's an amazing thing to get out of those two. Now, they've been moved, finally, these two octogenarians. And by the way, Dianne Feinstein's a year older than Chuck Grassley. 82 and 81. So they finally have been moved by the plight of the epileptic kids. And you know, it's there's something about this medical marijuana thing over the past couple decades that's really been interesting to me. It's like how where's your bar, right? Like when you're trying to get support for medical marijuana, where's the bar for you, right? So for a long time, it was, I suppose people could use it for cancer. But like, you'd come before these politicians like Grassley, like Feinstein. You'd say, look, marijuana prohibition is harming people. It's ruining their lives and putting them into jails. It's ransacking their homes and stealing their belongings and shooting their pets. Nope. Marijuana must be illegal. Lest teenagers get high. We cannot have legal weed because then teenagers might get high. But senators, I mean, okay, maybe not recreational, but look at the medical aspect of marijuana. I mean, medical marijuana helps people with cancer. People who've got AIDS who are suffering. They got glaucoma. They helps them see. They got anorexia or cachexia. It helps them eat, gain weight. People in severe pain. It relieves their pain, their nausea, their spasms, their seizures. Nope, marijuana must remain illegal, lest teenagers smoke pot. And besides, we have ways of finding out whether something's medical. The FDA has not said that marijuana is medical, therefore, it is not medical. Therefore, it's impossible
for it to actually be helping these thousands of people that you've brought before us in testimony. Yes, yes, I understand you folks with AIDS and cancer and glaucoma and seizures and MS and all that claim that marijuana has helped you, and by all accounts, it looks like it has, but the FDA, why, the FDA hasn't said it's medicine yet, so therefore it is not. So what it finally took was children. And to me, this is like the ultimate irony. Irony is not the word, and schadenfreude is not the right word. Hoist by their own petard comes close for describing these people who for years and years have fought against medical marijuana, saying, what about the children? Why, we can't have legal weed. What would the children think? What would the children think? The children would smoke pot. What about the children? That finally, what broke through those people was the children. Was the epileptic kids seizing right in front of their fucking faces. Twitching, locking up, eyes rolled up in the back of their head. And then to see those same kids, maybe a week, maybe a month later, after using CBD oil, smiling, laughing, beginning to speak, engaging with their family. That's what it took to finally get a couple of octogenarian senators to recognize that the federal government has for 40 years now, longer than that, has been actively impeding the research on marijuana. Not just that, oh, there's not enough science, we don't know what it'll do, but actually, la 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 la, covering their eyes and ears, and we don't want to see the science. That's what it took. It finally took seeing the suffering of children to get these two octogenarian senators to finally support ending some of the research barriers that prevent us from unlocking what all of the medical potentials of cannabis are. Well, better late than never.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Hey, I'm Herb Thrasher, host of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, live every Friday night at 8 Pacific. Tune in for 2 hours of metal marijuana mayhem featuring exclusive interviews with the latest bands, highlights of live shows, and the latest in marijuana news. It's the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, Friday nights at 8 p.m. at 420 Radio, or catch the replay on Saturday nights.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Norman. And I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
That, of course, is Cypress Hill with I Wanna Get High. Can do that legally here in Oregon. Those of you watching on our Ustream cam recognize that I just did. That's right, the cams are back in the 420 Radio studios. Now, you're not going to get a bunch of fancy graphics and stats and all that kind of stuff like I used to do because, frankly, I ain't got the time. But you do at least get a camera looking at me while I talk in a microphone. So if you're into that, go to 420radio.org, scroll down, you'll see the big video window, just click play. Or you can go to the Radical Rust channel on Ustream, and it's there as well. We're also running the cams for the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. But a quick note, this weekend's Herb Thrasher Flower Hour will be a repeat because Herb is on his way to the Northwest String Summit. So he's going out there to Horning's Hideout. He'll have all sorts of reports, music, video, interviews to bring back for us on a future edition of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Also, coming up later on in the hour toward the last segment, I've got an unreleased track from Chief Greenbud. It's one he's played before. You've heard him do it live, but you've never heard it, the studio version. Just sent to me today as he's announcing that soon, very soon, we will have a drop date for Chief Greenbud 4. That's right, Chief Greenbud 4, the fourth album of great country-flavored marijuana parody music from Chief Greenbud, our friend from Nashville, Tennessee. Sent him a letter earlier, email. Didn't send a letter. I haven't sent a letter in years. Sent him an email earlier today because he's named all his albums, right? Chief Greenbud 1, 2, 3, and now 4. And I think that each Chief Greenbud album should have a subtitle that parodies movie subtitles. Right? Self-referential in-joke parody stuff. So here's my proposal. Chief Greenbud 1, A New Dope. Get it? Right, Star Wars, right? Although technically that was to be Star Wars Episode 4. Might have to rearrange that. Don't want the Star Wars nerds to get mad at me. Chief Greenbud number 2, Electric Boogaloo. Chief Greenbud 3, The Return of the Kind. Chief Greenbud 4, The Quest for Peace Pipes. Chief Greenbud 5, Days of Future Bowls. Chief Greenbud 6, Greenbud Lives. And Chief Greenbud and the Deathly Hookahs, Part 1 and 2. That's my suggestion. I don't know if Chief will take it up, but we'll see. Also, I wanted to get to an email that I received because I subscribe to the pool reports, the travel pool reports from the White House, right? So whatever is going on here. And today, President Obama did something, went somewhere, that I can't recall any other sitting president ever doing. And that is, he visited the El Reno Federal Correctional Institution in El Reno, Oklahoma. He went to a federal prison in Oklahoma today, met with inmates, and gave some prepared remarks. And I would like to just read the prepared remarks by our president. The first I can think of, and this may be first ever, to speak at a federal prison. And to give you some idea where how much progress we are making in winning the hearts and minds of people on these drug war conversations. These are the remarks from President Obama earlier. Hello, everybody. So I'm just going to make a very quick statement. I want to thank the folks who were involved here in helping to arrange this visit at El Reno Federal Penitentiary. And this is part of our effort to highlight both the challenges and opportunities that we face with respect to the criminal justice system. Many of you heard me speak on Tuesday in Philadelphia about the fact that the United States accounts for 5% of the world's population, we account for 25% of the world's inmates. And that represents a huge surge since 1980. A primary driver of this mass incarceration phenomenon is our drug laws, our mandatory minimum sentencing around drug laws. And we have to consider whether this is the smartest way for us both to control crime and rehabilitate individuals. This is costing taxpayers across America $80 billion a year. And as I said on Tuesday, there are people who need to be in prison, and I don't have tolerance for violent criminals. Many of them may have made mistakes, but we need to keep our communities safe. On the other hand, when we're looking at nonviolent offenders, most of them growing up in environments in which the drug traffic is common, where many of their family members may have been involved in the drug trade, we have to reconsider whether 20-year, 30-year life sentences for nonviolent crimes is the best way for us to solve these problems. Here at El Reno, there's some excellent work that's being done inside this facility to provide job training, college degrees, drug counseling. The question is not only how do we make sure that we sustain those programs here in the prison, but how do we make sure that those same kind of institutional supports are there for kids and teenagers before they get into the criminal justice system? And are there ways for us to divert young people who make mistakes early on in life so they don't get into the system in the first place? The good news is that we've got Democrats and Republicans who I think are starting to work together in Congress, and we're starting to see bipartisan efforts in state legislatures, as well as to start to re-examine some of these sentencing laws to look at what kinds of work we can do in the community to keep kids out of the criminal justice system in the first place. How can we build on the successes for rehabilitation of all individuals who are incarcerated, and then what can we do to improve reentry going forward? I just had the chance to meet with 6 inmates, all of them in for long drug offenses. Many of them here for very long sentences. And every single one of them emphasized the fact that they understood they had done something wrong. They were prepared to take responsibility for it. But they also urged us to think about how could society have reached them earlier on in life to keep them out of trouble. They expressed huge appreciation for the educational opportunities and drug counseling that they had here in prison. And they expressed some fear and concern about how difficult the transition was going to be. So we've got an opportunity to make a difference at a time when overall violent crime rates have been dropping at the same time as incarcerations last year dropped for the first time in 40 years. My hope is that if we can keep on looking at the evidence, keep on looking at the facts, figure out what works, then we can start making the change that will save taxpayers money, keep our streets safe, and perhaps most importantly, keep families intact and break this cycle in which young people, particularly young people of color, are so prone to end up in a criminal justice system that makes it harder for them to ever get a job and ever be effective, full citizens of this country. So I want to express appreciation to everybody who helped make this happen. I want to give a special shout out to our prison guards. They've got a really tough job, and most of them are doing it in exemplary fashion. One of the things that we talked about is how we can continue to improve conditions in prisons. This is an outstanding institution within the system, and yet they've got enormous overcrowding issues. I just took a look in a cell where, because of overcrowding, typically you might have 3 people housed in a cell that's 9x10. 3 whole grown men in a 9x10 cell. There's been some improvement. Now we have 2. But overcrowding like that is something that has to be addressed. As I said the other day, gang activity, sexual assault inside of these prisons, those are all the things that have to be addressed. And so we're also going to be consulting with prison guards, wardens, and others to see how we can make some critical reforms. A lot of this, though, is going to have to happen at the state level. So my goal is that we start seeing some improvements at the federal level and that we're then able to see states across the country pick up the baton. And there are already some states that are leading the way on both sentencing reform as well as prison reform. We want to make sure that we're seeing what works and build off of that. Thanks, everybody. Those are the remarks from President Obama at the El Reno Federal Correctional Facility. The president later talks about how he visited 6 individuals who made mistakes, but they didn't have the kind of support structures and the second chances that would allow them to survive those mistakes. The president said, quote, "What is normal is teenagers doing stupid things. What is normal is young people making mistakes. And we've got to be able to distinguish between dangerous individuals who need to be incapacitated and incarcerated versus young people who, in an environment in which they are adapting, but if given different opportunities, a different vision in life, could be thriving the way we are. That's what strikes me, there but for the grace of God. And that, I think, is something that we all have to think about. Thank you." End quote. So kudos to President Obama recognizing the mass incarceration problem and standing up and visiting with people in the prisons to understand a little bit more what's going on. We're doing what we can at the state level by legalizing marijuana and ending that gateway to the criminal justice system that marijuana represents for a lot of these young people.
You know, there are times where I've fallen off the wagon.
Me too, Mr. President. Me too. It's 420 here in legal potland, Oregon. We've got some legal potland pot. I think we should smoke some of that legal potland pot. Enjoy your 420 wherever you may be. We'll be back with some Groovin' Thursday Daily Toker Tunes right after this.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on 420radio.org. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, time for us to get groovy. We got Chuck Diesel on the line. How you doing, Chuck?
Doing great, Russ. How are you?
I'm laid back. 420 in legal potland. How could I not be laid back?
Exactly. I feel pretty privileged to be in the Northwest, especially on we get the best of both worlds with the trees and the sunshine.
No doubt. Now, are you up in Washington State?
Yep.
Okay. So in Washington State, they just made pot lounges a felony. If you run a pot lounge, it's a felony. That really sucks.
Yeah, it seems like that guy in Olympia really got under their skin. What was that guy's name?
That was Frankie. Frankie Sturr, I think
Frankie,
his name is.
That's right.
Frankie's in Olympia. Yeah, it's just, man, I don't understand why they're so against having a place to smoke pot when there's a bar in every town, man. It's just ridiculous to me.
Exactly. A place to congregate and meet people or any sort of community feel is pretty hard when you can't meet up in public.
Yeah.
And
well,
consume.
We'll see what we can do about that here in Oregon. We'll have a place for you to come smoke pot here in Portland. I know the world famous Cannabis Cafe is set to reopen very soon.
Really? Is that Madeline Martinez doing that?
That's right.
Awesome.
Gonna be up there on
that. I always enjoyed events there. I know it was kind of hot and cold with them being able to be open, but I always had fun.
Yep. Looks like we're good to go, and we'll have Madeline on a show very soon to preview all of that. So looking forward to that. Now, I got to mention also, I saw the tune that's up for today has a little bit of Ludacris in it. And I was watching that Comedy Central roast of Justin Bieber the other night, and Luda was on that. And it was hilarious. I recommend
awesome,
it highly.
Awesome. Do you know anything? Actually, I was going to ask you, have you heard anything about the Portland High Times Cannabis Cup?
Yeah. The word now is it will be moved to September sometime. And they're still trying to find a venue. The problem they're running up against is OLCC won't let any place that has, if you have a liquor license, you can't have pot there. And so any place big enough to hold the cup also has a liquor license. And it doesn't matter whether they're serving liquor or not at the time, they still can't have pot there. So these laws are messed up. We got to get this fixed because, you know, our people need a place to be able to enjoy our First Amendment rights to assemble peaceably.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you can't walk down the street on a weekend in this area without running into a beer fest or a wine fest.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get there, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to some groovy tunes here. What's up on this track here?
We've got Blueberry Yum Yum from Ludacris. It's just a classic song I can remember smoking to way back. And it's off his 2004, The Red Light District. And, yeah, it's a classic. I feel like a lot of people who were in their teens in the early 2000s will just start humming along as soon as they hear it.
Right on. Let's get it on. Ludacris with Blueberry Yum Yum here. And also, stay tuned after the tune and the ads. New track from Chief Greenbud coming up after this.
Nice.
With another
try something that I ain't never did before on this one. Let's go.
Get your lighters, bro, let's get key, let's get higher.
Let's get higher.
Got that blueberry, yum, yum, and it's that fire.
It's that fire.
Get your lighters, bro, let's get key, let's get higher.
Let's get higher.
Got that blueberry, yum, yum, and it's that fire.
It's that fire.
Got a little bit of blueberry, yum, yum, and I never would've thought that it could taste this good. Thank God for the man who put it in my hood. It's got me singing melodies I never thought I would. I'm feeling sorry for the homies who be smoking wood. Top, top, break it down for a player like Geeky, 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 Geeky. I'm about to find me a woman and ski, 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 ski. I'ma keep smoking till I reach my peak, 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 peak. Or till I'm stuck and my body feels weak, 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 weak. Headed down to the dungeon wondering if they got some more. And if they don't, then I'ma have to settle for some drool. Better just stay cool, cause right on after, I'ma have to go. And continue on my mission, fishing for the yum yum, but I'm moving slow.
Get your lighters, bro, let's get key, let's get higher.
Let's get higher.
Got that blueberry yum yum and it's that fire.
It's that fire.
Get your lighters, bro, let's get key, let's get higher.
Let's get higher.
Fire got me so tired, I'ma stop, drop, and roll. Put a wet towel under the door. Don't pass it, I can't take it no more. Somebody take a trip down to the store. Hurry please, cause I need some snacks, 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 snacks. And how long will it take to get back, 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 back? Yes indeed, I'm a little off track, 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 track. Off this weed and I'm full of that yak, 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 yak. Get on in that stank and Lincoln, crank it up and ride. And it ain't enough room to fit the other chicks inside. I'm so hungry with the munchies, I'ma eat everything inside. Me and my blueberries together and everything's alright. Propane rolling things and let's blow this place up. You already know what's up. I might have had to pay some extra bucks, but I really don't give a fuck. Cause a brother feels great, 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 great. But I'm barely awake, wake, 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 wake. All bent out of shape, 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 shape. So stomp on your break, 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 break. If you're toting good, then all the smoke guys, let me see your flame. Don't know what you got but my bag or put your stuff to shame. All the different kinds and other flavors, they don't mean a thing. You can't compare it, don't stare, cause I got the ultimate marriage.
Get your lighters, bro, let's get key, let's get high.
Let's get high.
Got that blueberry, yum, yum, and it's the
420 Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome! Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
Well, work and hard are four-letter words, but rising early is for the birds. I've got a good job that keeps my vision blurred. I'm really good at selling weed. I won't flip burgers, I won't park cars. Hell, walking to the corner is walking too far. I'm sitting right here smoking a big cigar. I'm really good at selling weed. I never leave the house, I never leave my couch. People come and see me. Knock on the back door, got what you're looking for. It's the chronic you need. You always call me when you're looking for smoke. I'm not fronting you, cause your ass is broke. When you give me money, then you'll get to toke. I'm really good at selling weed. I never leave the house, never leave my couch. People come and see me. Knock on the back door, got what you're looking for. It's the chronic you need. I know the DEA is tapping my phone. I'm always paranoid, my cover is blown. I even check my mom for hidden microphones. Yeah, I'm really good at selling weed. Man, I hope the cops don't hear this song. You know, but if they do, I was just kidding. I don't know nothing about selling any weed. I mean, I saw a sign. It said work from home. It said I didn't even need an internet connection. I mean, I have one, but I don't need one. I use it for, you know, online Bible study. And the occasional bestiality video. I don't know. You do need a phone, though. That's very important in this line of work. Preferably one of the disposable phones where you can buy the minutes. Am I giving out too much information? Is that what's happening here? Maybe I should just shut up now.
Yeah, that's Chief Greenbud with Really Good, song he's performed live but has not been released on any of the previous Chief Greenbud albums. So you heard it here first on 420 Radio. Thank you for joining us. And remember, tonight, if you like that funky music, you want to be here at 8 o'clock for episode 16 of Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink, season 4. It's synth funk. It was funny, last week we completed the Herb Thrasher Hour, and then Big Daddy came on right after, and we were sitting there for a while working, and Herb looks at me and goes, "Is this the funk show?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Sounds kind of 80s. I'm like, "Yeah, it's synth funk, man. It's synthesizer funk. You got to get into that. That's Zapp and Roger kind of stuff." So anyway, that'll be coming up tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time here on 420radio.org. Also, a reminder, tomorrow's Herb Thrasher Flower Hour is a replay, but there will be a Big Daddy Fink Funky Roller Rink coming up live, a new one, episode 17, coming up Friday night at 10 p.m. All right, looking through some of the news here on marijuana, and of course, we talked earlier about Senator Grassley, Senator Feinstein, finally getting on board with maybe, possibly, perhaps making it a slightly tad bit easier to perhaps look at possibly how marijuana might be medical. Right? That's as far as they've gone. But hey, for them, you know, they've just walked a mile, right? On the other hand, the other side, we've got Colorado. Colorado, of all places, where their Board of Health voted 6-2 not to include post-traumatic stress disorder to the state's medical marijuana program. This is enormously frustrating for veterans and survivors of sexual abuse and all sorts of people who suffer from post-traumatic stress, who find marijuana to be the best medicine. It helps them. And it's also instructive to note that Colorado, since 2000, when they first passed medical marijuana, has never added another condition. In fact, it was an appeal to veterans and people who support them by the legalization campaign with Amendment 64, who said, well, at least with recreational marijuana, at least a veteran could go buy some marijuana legally. So you might ask, why then, if marijuana is legal in Colorado, why is it so important that it be added to the medical side? Well, there's a lot of reasons, one of which has to do with the interface between veterans and their VA doctors. The VA has now given some leeway on using medical marijuana if you're an approved patient in these states. Not so much leeway if you're buying the recreational pot. And remember, in Colorado, it's literally separated. Like, some of these buildings are medical only, some are recreational only. Some of them that sell both, the one I went to in Fort Collins, there's a little rope line, you know, one of those strap lines like you'd find at the bank. And this is the recreational side, and this one's the medical side. In Washington State, if you go to a medical marijuana dispensary, they can sit and talk to you. They can go over your condition, what might help you, how might you use this product. On the recreational side, no, you're just a customer. Here, you know, what do you want, right? And I imagine it must be somewhat similar in Colorado, where I imagine if you go into the medical side of a dispensary in Colorado, you can get a lot better service and more medical consultation than you would on the recreational side. But to me, it's that interface with the VA doctors that, to me, is probably the most important reason this needs to be added to their list of conditions. And it's also, you know, there's the tax issue, you know, taxing these people. One of the heads of the director of Veterans for Freedom said, quote, "We've legalized it. We'll take tax dollars from our tourists for recreational marijuana before we'll help our vets." So, yeah, a lot of people are upset about this. But some of the board members said mountains of anecdotal evidence aren't enough. Board member Dr. Christopher Stanley said, quote, "I'm struggling with the science piece," end quote. And it's just, it's enormously frustrating on this, because the medicines that are approved to help people with PTSD and other conditions come with side effects far more devastating than using a little medical marijuana. And they can be toxic. They can be harmful. And a lot of times they don't work for these people. It's just, I understand this reticence among medical professionals and legislative bodies. I understand this reticence. If we had just sent a space probe to one of the moons of Jupiter and found this new thing called cannabis that might have some medical benefit for people, I can understand some reticence. Oh my God, this space weed. Oh Jesus, we don't know what's it going to do? But this is a plant that humans have been using safely and effectively for 7,000 years. The Chinese emperors were using it medically, man. Don't even have to go that far back. You can go back into our own history of medical use of marijuana from the 1850s and beyond. Marijuana being thought of like it's thought of today by those medical professionals is a relatively new phenomenon. It's kind of like one man, one woman marriage. It wasn't always that way for most of human history, right? Most of human history has been polygamous, or it's been a financial transaction, or you know, all sorts of weird marriage things. And likewise, marijuana hasn't always been thought of as this, oh my God, possibly dangerous drug we need to treat like plutonium. For most of its history, it's been thought of as a relatively benign weed. If you smoke it, you might get some giggles, get the munchies, and go to sleep. So when you're presented with vet after vet after vet after vet, these, as they put it, mountains of anecdotal evidence, how can you look at those people and deny them the use of marijuana to treat their PTSD? What are you saving them from? These people have been to war. These are people that have survived rape. Sometimes both. Well, what is it that, like, if we let marijuana loose, in a state where it's freaking legal, that's the other thing, right? It's not as if this is Kansas we're talking about. This is a state that has legalized anyone over the age of 21 who just wants to watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force and enjoy some Hot Pockets to be able to smoke weed. What are we saving them from? We just don't have the science in yet. We just don't know. Might be harming them. What? Worse than like living through war? Worse than living through rape? Worse than the constipation and sexual dysfunction and other side effects that they get from other mood-altering drugs? What is it we're protecting them from? Even now, even Dr. Mitch on our show has said marijuana is not his first choice of what would be good for PTSD. He talks about therapies and being able to, exposure therapies and things that are, you know, active exercises that can be done to help people. Yeah, I'm all for that. Great. But that's not a position that says, but we mustn't give them this other choice. And why not both, right? I imagine doing the recovery therapies and stuff might be easier a little bit high. All right. So speaking of Colorado, we've got some breaking news in the Aurora Theater trial, just breaking 13 minutes ago, since we opened our story with massive gun violence. Let's end it with massive gun violence. James Egan Holmes, as reported by NBC News, was found guilty of first-degree murder Thursday in the deaths of 12 people at a Colorado theater 3 years ago, could face the death penalty. The 9-woman, 3-man jury decided Holmes was not insane in the shootings at a screening of a Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, in Aurora, near Denver, on July 20th, 2012. He was found guilty on all 24 counts of first-degree murder, 140 counts of attempted murder, and similar counts, and one explosives count. Next, we'll go to the sentencing phase. Could face the death penalty. Could begin as early as Monday, and it's expected to take about a month. He had pleaded guilty by reason of insanity. And had he been found not guilty by insanity, he would have been committed to a mental institution for the rest of his life. And so, yeah, there we have a trial, found guilty. And it just, you know, you got to wonder, though. I mean, these not guilty by reasons of insanity things are a little weird to me. Anybody who's conjuring up the thought and the motive, the motivation to actually carry out bringing a bunch of high-powered weapons into a theater and planning it. He had planned this thing down to, like, you know, where would the exits be and what would be the best place to go to where there'd be the most damage and the best headlines. I mean, this guy planned it down to a T. How does someone do that and not be insane? Right? I mean, that's insane. So the question of whether or not someone's insane who commits an act like this seems to me kind of a moot point. It doesn't matter because anybody who commits this is insane. come on. That just seems kind of self-evident to me. All right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll round up the rest of the marijuana news of the day here on the Russ Belville Show.
America's RR7 secret agent of progressive change.
The name's Belville, Russ Belville.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
Gold finger. He's the man, the man.
420 Radio, the activist radio station.
Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
If you're an adult who enjoys a good beer, there's a similar product you might want to know about. One without all the calories and serious health problems. Less toxic so it doesn't cause hangovers or overdose deaths, and it's not linked to violence or reckless behavior. Marijuana. Less harmful than alcohol, and time to treat it that way. For more information, visit marijuanaissafer.org.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Back to the moon again. Shout out to you and them. Yeah, it's high cool again. And yeah, we about to go.
Ha, 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 ha.
And yeah, we finna go.
Ha, 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 ha.
And yeah, we about to go. Back to the moon again. Shout out to you and them. Yeah, it's high cool again. And yeah, we about to go.
Ha, 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 ha.
And yeah, yeah, we finna go.
Ha, 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 ha.
And yeah, we about to go.
I got everything you need. Everything you wanna have, you fly. I'm sure your man got a lot, but I got what he doesn't have. Always kept a lot of plugs and hella bras. Some are buddies, some are special, some I call when I'm alone. Some won't leave my phone alone. And I just
welcome back. That's music from Mighty Haiku with Everything Man. Stay tuned later tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Big Daddy Fank's Funky Roller Rink is on the air with some synth funk coming your way. Get a little electric boogaloo going. All right, rounding up some of the miscellaneous marijuana news out there. Story out of the Deseret News in Salt Lake City about Utahns who are fighting for medical marijuana, pleading at the urging of Senator Mark Madsen to encourage state leaders to legalize marijuana for medical use. And Madsen says, quote, "This is about the patients. I came into this issue because of the patients, because of the people who are suffering needlessly because of government policy." End quote. Madsen is drafting a bill for the 2015, the next session, 2016. They talk about the medical marijuana they've got in 2014 in Utah, but that's CBD only. And he says the pool of potential recipients who could benefit would be huge. I'm becoming more and more sympathetic to the people suffering these conditions, and he's hoping to completely avoid any reference to making recreational marijuana legal in the state, which is not at all his intent. My God, no, we can't have healthy people just smoking pot because they like it. Only people who are suffering who need it. Because something. But here's the thing. They had Amanda Ellis Graham talking to the members of the Health and Human Services Interim Committee saying, quote, "I had no idea what it would do for me. I can't believe that something like this is getting my life back when I was just trying to get off my medications." She's a 35-year-old who for half her life has been suffering from multiple sclerosis, often taking hefty doses of opiates, painkillers, benzodiazepines. The intensity of her condition and the side effects of her medications had her bound to a wheelchair and unable to work or bear children. So you got the multiple sclerosis, which is bad enough, but then you got to take the medicines for the multiple sclerosis that make your life worse. She said she found that THC helped her significantly reduce her painful symptoms enough that she's left her wheelchair and is able to walk. Quote, "It's changing my life. I haven't been this active in society and happy in a long time." Now, are you getting that weed in Utah, madam? Or did you leave the state and go to Colorado for that next door? But nobody copped to that. They just talked about how it's been helping them. They had other people testifying, some doctors and a couple of other patients who testified about medical marijuana's efficacy. But the bill being proposed by Madsen would outlaw smoking the drug. No smoking. Can't smoke it. Even though inhaling cannabis smoke is the most efficient way to get the medical value of it. You know, it doesn't have to be smoke. Vaporization will do that. But getting it through the lungs, inhaled medicine, is something we recognize in this country. People have asthma inhalers for this very reason. Because it's quick. You don't choke to death waiting for the pill to take effect. So for people that are suffering from pain and especially seizures and nausea, rapid onset's important. For people suffering pain, that rapid onset can help them titrate the dose so that they get enough smoke in them that they feel okay, but not so much THC in them that they start to get too high or whatever side effect they don't want. This continued demonization, this is this box canyon of medical marijuana that has to get more and more and more and more restricted. So that at every turn, they've got an answer for why it's not legalizing. Why it's not, you know, going to run rampant. Well, this isn't like the other medical marijuana. We're going to make you join a registry. No, this isn't like the other medical marijuana. We're going to have a list of symptoms. No, this isn't like the other medical marijuana. We're going to reduce how many plants you can grow. No, this isn't like that last medical marijuana. We're not going to let you grow plants at all. You got to buy them at a dispensary. No, this isn't like this other medical marijuana. We're not going to let you even buy plants at the dispensary. You can only get oils and edibles. And now this one prohibits advertising of any kind, as well as taking it in the form of candy and other goods directed at children. Okay, let me make a point on this directed at children thing. I got a DVR, right? And I got cable. And so I've programmed my DVR with the keyword marijuana. Anytime anything is shown on my cable box that has marijuana in the description or the title, my DVR will record it. So the other day, after the show was over, I go upstairs to relax and watch some TV. And sitting there on my DVR was an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, I don't think it needs to be said, but I've never watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I've only watched one video of Kim Kardashian. You know the one. So, you know, I know nothing. Now, I know they're a phenomenon. I know they're huge, you know, pun intended, all around the world. But, you know, reality shows, that's not my thing. I don't watch that. I don't care. But this one talked about Kim Kardashian's mom, or actually Kris Jenner's mom, or Kendall Jenner's mom, Chris. I can't remember. They're all K's, right? Anyway, the mom, the one who's married to the former Bruce Jenner at the time, right? The mom, Chris, is having difficulty convincing her mom, the Kardashian grandma, right? Convincing her mom, whose name, by the way, is MJ. Really, Mary Jo, but it's MJ, they call her, throughout the show. And I don't remember when this episode was on, 2013, 2012, something like that. But anyway, the Kardashian mom is trying to convince Kardashian grandma that she ought to try medical marijuana because the Kardashian grandma has some stomach problems and has some pain and arthritis and yada, yada, yada. So a lot of stuff that medical marijuana would help. So the show, you know, does its little reality thing talking to Kardashian mom, who's all stressed out about, you know, what's this medical marijuana? How will I help? You know, I'm very anti-drug, so I don't know anything about it, blah, blah, blah. She ends up going to see Dr. Sona Patel, who's the really attractive Southern California medical marijuana doctor. She's on billboards and stuff. And ends up not only talking to the doctor about Grandma Kardashian's medical marijuana needs, but then herself, Mom Kardashian, says, oh, you know, I would have never thought about this before, but I've just had pain in my neck for so long, this terrible pain. By 5 o'clock, it's excruciating, blah, blah, blah. So she gets a recommendation for medical. Kardashian mom ends up going to a pipe shop, getting a little pipe, going to a dispensary, getting a little weed. The showdown comes when they end up at the restaurant together. Kardashian mom is starting to talk to Kardashian grandma about medical marijuana and trying to broach the subject. And Kardashian grandma says, well, I don't really like smoking things. I really prefer this. And she pulls out a baggie with gummy bears in it. Medical marijuana gummy bears. And Kardashian mom's like, oh my God, MJ's had medical marijuana before I even did. Oh my God. And so the two of them end up taking a gummy bear each, sitting on the couch at the Jenner home. Bruce comes home. Bruce is still Bruce at this point. Bruce comes home and is pissed. Bruce is all like, I'm very anti-drug. We have teenagers in this house. You'll get that out of my house right now. Right? So by the way, just as an aside, all of you who are like, I watched the ABC, the ESPY thing the other night on with Caitlyn Jenner and her speech. And man, she looked fabulous and her speech was awesome. No doubt about it. But make no mistake, Caitlyn Jenner is a right-wing, hard, anti-drug person. At least that's what this episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians showed me. And it also showed me that gummy bear medical marijuana is not aimed at kids. Older folks who don't like to smoke love medical gummy bears. The shops in Colorado, 40% of their stuff they sell is edibles. And they only let adults go in those shops. No kids are buying that shit. So enough with these new medical marijuana laws that say no smoking and no candy. Enough of that. All you end up doing is punishing the people who can benefit from inhaled marijuana and being able to, if they don't want to inhale it, use some form that tastes good. That's all the time we got. Thanks for joining us. I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it.